Welcome to another podcast by Air Insight.
Today is December the 6th, 2017. This is Anderson Schoenland, and my guest today is the inimitable Richard Abalafia, VP of Analysis at the Thiel Group. Thank you for being on the call with me again, Richard.
A real pleasure, Anderson. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so what we want to do today is have a conversation about potentially game theory that might be playing out right now. Delta Airlines has a deal where they're trying to put together replacing some of the airplanes, and it's Max versus Neo on the face of it, but there's also that other little thing in the corner called C-Series. And Richard, what do you think are the issues that Delta has to juggle here, given the fact that it's not a straight A or B?
Yeah, I mean, my fundamental issue here is that we're talking about commodity products. I mean, at that seat count level, there's very little ability to differentiate. And the margins, you know, the bigger versions of the single aisles, there might be a bit more at stake. But for just middle-of-the-road single aisles, these are commodity products. You don't want to introduce, if you're Boeing, anything that changes that equation. You don't want any political factors. You don't want anything that impacts a flat-out rational analysis of the utility of the jets and the cost of the jets. And that's basically what they've done with this freight complaint. They've introduced a complication. Now, that complication is not cut and dry. It's not, you know, Delta telling Boeing, go home, take your best and final offer with you. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. It's far from that. But on the other hand, it does complicate their bid.
So in game theory, one might think if you were Airbus, you know this. You know what's on the table here. You might price your product very aggressively, knowing that Boeing has to match this, and then potentially make that other thing go away, that other problem that Delta no doubt would like to have go away.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about commodity products, of course, is that pricing tends to be fairly, if not transparent, then, well, people know what they're getting, close to transparent. And everything is priced pretty aggressively. You just have to be. I think what might be interesting from Airbus's standpoint is to go in and say, hey, fuck, we're your friends in this trade complaint. As a matter of fact, we're going to help you out by building those C-Series for you in Alabama. You know what? Matter of fact, make you a package deal. You can watch both planes get born, A320neo and C-Series in Alabama. You're going to look great, especially in the eyes of an increasingly protectionist nationalist administration. Good political leverage there. And we're going to give you a good deal, too. That, you know, does that change the commodity price equation from 50% to 51%? Well, if you're Boeing, you don't want to find that out.
But what if we can see how Airbus might play this. How might Boeing, looking at the same information, the same trade-offs, how did they get a fair shake with Delta, with whom it's quite apparent they don't have a great relationship?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that much harder. It really complicates things. Boeing's strength in the market, of course, continues to be twin aisles, and there appears to be absolutely no way to wrap up a twin aisle product offer with single aisles. They're completely dependent, independent RFPs. So hard to see any kind of play there. Best they can do, really, is to go as low as they possibly can and hope for the best.
Another United deal.
Yeah, very much so. That's right.
That doesn't give them much to bring to the table. I mean, if it's only about price. I know you talk about a commodity here, but what else could they do? What else does Delta want? Because Delta doesn't pay retail for anything.
That's right. I mean, Delta, you know, the land where 717s and MD-90s go to die, basically.
Right.
That's basically it.
The last stop before the desert.
Now, to be fair to Boeing, they probably figured when they entered into this that, yeah, there's going to be some backsplash relative to any kind of Delta price bid. but we knew they'd be bottom feeders anyway. They're going to want the very lowest price we can possibly offer. So if it lowers it by 1%, who cares? We're still getting our agenda across vis-a-vis the C series. I get that. But still, you don't want this in a market that's really just that close.
Right. So, I mean, when you made mention of that magic 50%, if you were Boeing, you know that you were going to break that 50% number probably going south to overcome the hurdle, right? Is that how it plays?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, pricing is pretty much their only play here, which, again, to be fair, is the way things go in a commodity market. I think Airbus has a number of angles to play, but with Boeing, I think it comes down to price. From Delta's standpoint, you know, I mean, should it really matter that they'd be sending a message to Boeing that we don't like your approach with an aggressive pursuit of something we have decided to purchase? We really don't like that. I would hope it wouldn't. I mean, at the end of the day, like you say, Delta is all about value for money, and they're probably going to, for the most part, leave their official purchasers alone and say, hey, find the right jet for the right route and get a good price on it, and the rest is details. But you never know. You just never know.
Wow. It's interesting that even though you've got this, I don't want to say the elephant in the room because it's a very tiny elephant, but you have this little creature in the corner, and both parties could use that in this negotiation with Delta to some sort of advantage. Boeing much less so, because Boeing really only has one thing to do, which is make it go away.
Right. I mean, there are a number of maple-flavored elephants in the corner at this point. Yesterday, Reuters broke the story that Canada was looking at coasting on their Hornet fleet rather than buying Super Hornets and possibly even purchasing the Australian legacy Hornet fleet to help them do that coasting. There are a whole host of these things that I think are coming back to haunt Boeing and perhaps cause a rethink of their approach here.
Is it too late for them to change their game? If they, for example,
really don't
decide.
Think so. I really don't think so. As you know, it all comes down to February when the ITC says were they harmed or not. And, you know, I totally get the 300% tariff. You know, is Canada in the wrong here? Yeah, unbalanced, probably. Should Boeing do this? Oh, hell no. And were they harmed? That's the big question. I would argue it's really tough to think how they were. So February comes around and the ITC says either, you know, gee, Canada's guilty here, but Boeing wasn't harmed. Don't do it again. But it's all over, at which point Boeing would be smart to say, okay, we accept that. Please don't do it again. We weren't harmed. See you next time. Alternatively, they could say, yes, Boeing was harmed, and this isn't at all politicized, but on the other hand, we don't really work with MAP, and we're not going to show you any, which would be a deeply embarrassing moment for everybody involved. And at that point, Boeing is either going to have to say, boy, this sure looks politicized. We better back out. We'll prove our point and say, yes, you're guilty, but we weren't harmed. Just making a point. We're friends now, right? Or they could say, yeah, we're going to keep going with this, which would, I think, be ill-advised.
So if, let's say, one more step here, the choice goes down and Airbus wins this. Because, quite honestly, it looks like they have more tools to work with, if you like.
Correct.
What does Boeing do then?
You know, I'm sort of baffled.
Wait for February?
Well, good question. I mean, I'm sort of just baffled by the Boeing approach at this point. I don't think they have the option of saying, we will withdraw our complaint if you buy our jet. I think that would just be too, you know, I don't think the optics are very good, even if they aren't completely transparent. They're just not good. But, yeah, it's hard to see what they would do. But you look at how this is all adding up, none of this is in Boeing's interest.
And right. It's strange to see that how this is a win.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Just not from a legal, illegal, whatever standpoint, just or even a moral standpoint, but just from a Boeing self-interest standpoint, this whole thing baffles me.
Hmm. Well, Richard, when do we think that Delta actually makes the decision? When do they pull a trigger?
Good question. You know, I don't honestly know.
But
I've given up trying to get these things. Yeah, you know, it often seems like any day, and then next month we're still waiting, right?
Right. That's true. All right, sir. I appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure talking with you, Addison.
Thanks.
This recording is copyrighted by Air Insight.